Good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. I hope you're enjoying it. If not, make that a goal, right? Get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather, because it'll be gone in pretty quick anyway, right? We know how that works. In New England, it'll be gone. In fact, last night when I came out of a restaurant, the person I was with said, "It's so cold, it's so cold." Because, you know, the temperature had dropped significantly by the time the sun went down. So anyway, hope you're able to enjoy it. I always enjoy City Council President Ryan Pereira's segment. He always does a nice job. You want to comment on it, you can. 508-996-0500. It's going to be a busy week here on the program. In the next hour, we're going to talk about state and local politics with Boston Herald reporter Timmy Dunn. Tim Dunn will be here in the 10 o'clock hour answering your questions. He's been doing a lot of work at the Boston Herald. You can check him out on social media and on the Boston Herald. Did anybody see Meet the Press this weekend? Donald Trump had an abbreviated interview. First of all, shame on NBC and the president's staff, for primarily the president's staff, really, for putting him in an environment that was not conducive to an interview. He was in Wisconsin. NBC met him in Wisconsin. They had these reins. The place they were doing the interview could not handle the sound of the rain. So it made it really hard to do the interview. And he cut it short. Plus, he was getting aggravated with the questioner. In part because the questions were not really based in reality. There's a lot of new news and updated news that has come out about what went on that the questioner clearly is ignoring, not updating her mind with what has been developed since Donald Trump has become president about what happened to him at the hands of President Obama, Vice President Biden, and later on, right? And all that is very important. So I've been waiting for an opportunity, a little break in the local news, to bring you this press conference. And I also like to allow you folks out there who are really into national affairs to catch up and learn about stuff. Because I recognize you've got busy schedules as well. But this is a press conference that Tulsi Gabbard did about a month ago on President Obama, Vice President Biden, and the intelligence community. This is a press conference. Remember, Tulsi Gabbard was a member of Congress, a Democrat member of Congress. She also is a veteran with significant military awards. And now, recently resigned as National Director of Intelligence because of her husband's illness. But the information Tulsi Gabbard put out a couple of months ago has been basically ignored by the mainstream media. But it's really important to know about this. So I'm going to play a little bit of what Tulsi Gabbard said about a month ago from the White House that really is important to know about, to understand some of what happened at the press conference, or rather the press interview with Meet the Press yesterday. So here is the former Democrat war hero, director of national intelligence, recently resigned to help take care of her husband's aggressive cancer diagnosis, Tulsi Gabbard. This is really interesting stuff that, again, it's about a month old, but I think it's very important. We'll start the morning off with it.
I victory and undermine the democratic will of the American people.
So this
while
is
publicly pretending to engage in a peaceful transfer of power. In private, former President Obama went to great and nefarious lengths to try to sow discord among the public and sabotage his successor, President Trump. The new evidence released by the Director of National Intelligence, who is here with me today, confirms that the Obama administration manufactured politicized intelligence, which was later used as the justification for baseless smears against President Trump in an effort to try to delegitimize his victory before he even took the oath of office. The truth is that President Trump never had anything to do with Russia, and the Russia collusion hoax was a massive fraud perpetuated on the American people from the very beginning. And the worst part of this is Obama knew that truth, and so did all of the other corrupt officials involved in this scam, including former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former FBI Director James Comey, former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and many others. Director of National Intelligence Gabbard's report further confirms what we already knew. There was no collusion, no corruption, except on the part of Barack Obama and the weaponized intelligence agencies at the time. The Russia hoax was a blatant lie, all ginned up by Democrat political operatives that were signed off on by then-President Obama and leaked to the news media to launch a years-long witch hunt against President Trump and his first administration. Allies of the president, including his own son, Donald Trump Jr., were disgustingly smeared as Russian assets, and some even had their lives destroyed because of this vicious lie. The president's first 2 years in office had this fake distraction hanging over it, and endless resources, time, and political capital were spent having to debunk these lies from the highest levels of our government. Now, nearly 10 years later, thanks to the declassification of documents by Director Gabbard, the truth has finally come to light. And this truth vindicates President Trump, his family, and his many allies and associates who were smeared with defamatory lies. President Trump was right from the beginning about all of this, and we are grateful that justice can be served. Now, we have even more damning evidence implicating those who tried to sabotage a duly elected president and did grave material harm to our republic. Thanks to additional important work done by CIA Director Ratcliffe, Committee Chairman Rick Crawford over the past few months, a newly declassified 2020 report prepared by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, which DNI Director Gabbard has declassified, found that the intel community did not have any direct information that Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to help elect President Trump in 2016. And in fact, Russia was actively preparing for a Hillary Clinton victory. But at the unusual direction of Barack Obama at the time, the intel community published implausible intelligence suggesting otherwise. Why? To sabotage the incoming president. This is truly one of the greatest political scandals in American history. And reporters at legacy outlets, some of which are sitting in this room today, like the New York Times and the Washington Post, were ridiculously awarded Pulitzer Prizes for their perpetuation of this hoax. It's well past time for those awards to be stripped from the journalists who received them. It is not journalism to propagate political disinformation in service of the Democrat Party and those in the intelligence community who hand over out of context and fake intelligence to push a false political narrative. I will now pass it over to the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, to speak more about all of this, and then we will open it up for questions afterwards. Tulsi, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. At President Trump's direction and with the support and coordination with the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Rick Crawford, today we've released a declassified oversight majority staff report that was produced in September of 2020. The stunning revelations that we are releasing today should be of concern to every American. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. This has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic and American voters having faith that the votes
cast
will count.
See, it wasn't a former Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard, war hero.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie, ultimately to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump and launching what would be a years-long coup against him and his administration. We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, they deserve accountability, and they deserve justice. The records that we released on Friday that were ODNI records, Senator Chuck Grassley's release on Monday of what is known as the Clinton Annex, which was an appendix to the Department of Justice Office of Inspector General's 2018 report, as well as the House Intelligence Committee's oversight, majority oversight report that we're releasing today, all come back to and confirm the same report. There was a gross politicization and manipulation of intelligence by the Obama administration intended to delegitimize President Trump even before he was inaugurated, ultimately usurping the will of the American people. I'm going to go over the key findings from the House Intelligence Report, which investigated the claims that were made by an intelligence community assessment ordered by President Obama and published in January of 2017. First, Putin's principal interests relating to the 2016 election were to undermine faith in the U.S. democratic process, not show any preference of a certain candidate. In fact, this report shows Putin held back from leaking compromising material on Hillary Clinton prior to the election, instead planning to release it after the election to weaken what Moscow viewed as an inevitable Clinton presidency. In the January 2017 intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered, John Brennan, who was CIA director at the time, and the intelligence community intentionally suppressed intelligence that showed Putin was saving the most damaging material that he had in his possession about Hillary Clinton until after her potential and likely victory. The report goes into great detail about the information that Russia and Putin had on Hillary Clinton, which included possible criminal acts like secret meetings with multiple named U.S. religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump. Brennan and the IC misled lawmakers by referencing the debunked Steele dossier to assess quote-unquote Russia's plans and intentions, falsely suggesting that this dossier had intelligence value when he knew that it was discredited. The intelligence community excluded significant intelligence and ignored or selectively quoted reliable intelligence that contradicted the intelligence community assessment's key findings on Putin's alleged support for Trump. Including this intelligence reporting would have exposed the ICA's claim as implausible, if not ridiculous. The intelligence community assessment omitted reliably sourced information, such as how some Russian intelligence officials were quote-unquote planning for candidate Hillary Clinton's victory, while others assess neither Trump nor Clinton would respect Russia's interests. As was reflected in the ODNI documents that we released on Friday, multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election. On December 5th of 2016, the FBI and ODNI gave the House Intelligence Committee its first post-election classified briefing, in which there was no mention of Putin aspiring to elect Trump by either agency. The presidential daily brief, drafted on December 8th of 2016, stated that no Russian or criminal actors impacted vote counts. This document was pulled just hours before it was to be published due to quote-unquote new guidance. If it had been published, it would have been briefed to both President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump. On December 9th, 2016, a National Security Council meeting was called to gather President Obama's senior national security officials, which included CIA Director Brennan, then Obama DNI James Clapper, Susan Rice, and others. Following that secret meeting, DNI Clapper's assistant sent an email to the intelligence community with the subject line, POTUS tasking on Russia election meddling, tasking ODNI leaders to create a new assessment per the president's request. The House Intelligence Committee oversight report that we released today reveals that, quote, unlike routine intelligence community analysis, the intelligence community assessment was a high-profile product ordered by the president, President Obama. It directed senior intelligence community agency heads and created an intelligence community assessment.
All right, so what you're listening to is a press conference, a little dated, by Tulsi Gabbard, that is, in my opinion, outlining something far worse than Watergate. And Tulsi Gabbard, who's a war hero, a Democrat, she was a member of Congress out of Florida, out of Hawaii, and has a serious military record, and selected by President Trump to be the Director of National Intelligence. She recently stepped down to take care of her cancer-ridden husband. But the mainstream media has basically ignored this. What President Obama, in the opinion of the intelligence community from the House of Representatives, the report of the staffers, you're listening to this. It is, in my opinion, far worse than Watergate. What President Obama used the intelligence community to undermine Donald Trump, and he planted, through the use of the intelligence agencies, including the FBI and the CIA, kernels in the minds of people I know and you know, maybe you, who to make them believe falsely that Donald Trump was somehow a Russian agent. I have literally talked to local journalists who still to this day, or at least a year ago, still believe that. Members of our own elected community who are Democrats that were so messed with mentally by the intelligence community that they believe it. And many of you believed, why wouldn't you believe the director of the CIA, the director of the FBI, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, right? When they told you all kinds of falsities to undermine a democratically elected president. I mean, it's really outrageous. And some of Donald Trump's reaction yesterday in the Meet the Press interview, which was done under really terrible circumstances, which I blame the White House staff for primarily. How do you not figure out that the room won't withstand the sound of rain outside before you put the president with a hostile press interview? I don't get it. But it was a not a good interview for the president. In fact, he cut it off early. But if you didn't see Meet the Press, part of it, part of the president's reaction is based on all of this information released by the Director of National Intelligence a couple of months ago. So that's why I want to start the show off playing that press conference, because I didn't get all the way through it, but we'll play a little bit more of it. But you could check it all out. Just look up Tulsi Gabbard speaks on the Russian hoax from the White House, okay? I mean, it's really important, and I think it's important for this audience to understand what's actually happened in America in the last couple of years, maybe decade now, since President Obama had control of the intelligence agencies. And all the evidence is coming out. But it really, in my opinion, is far worse than what Richard Nixon did that we know as Watergate, right? Watergate is kind of a catch-all phrase for a lot of what happened. But what happened with the intelligence communities under President Obama in the transition, before the transition, is worse, in my opinion, than Watergate. We're going to take a break and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. Happy Monday. I'm starting off the week. We'll have Tim Dunn with us in the next hour. I'm talking about what I believe, and a lot of people believe, rightfully, that is worse than Watergate. It is what President Obama, who loves to talk about his scandal-free administration, did, or is alleged to have done, with the intelligence community to the president, President Donald Trump, in the months after the election, when President Obama still had control of the government and what he assigned the intelligence community to do, that has been discovered by Tulsi Gabbard and other members of the intelligence community. And keep in mind, Tulsi Gabbard was a member of Congress as a Democrat and a war hero, by the way. Look her up. Really successful in the game of war as a medic. Got the highest award a medic can receive for providing care to soldiers under fire. Tulsi Gabbard did that. So I'm going to go back to the press conference because, again, I know the mainstream media has ignored it. It's vital that you as an American understand what has gone on in this country and what's going to come of it. Probably nothing, to tell you the truth. Probably nothing. But to understand how we lost 4 years of prosperity because of what was done, according to the experts in the intelligence community, once they took over from Obama, by President Obama and his minions. And there are people being indicted. They are going on trial. So maybe they'll pay the price. But really, this, if you know anything about Watergate, this makes Watergate look like a simple break-in. Back to the press conference. This is Tulsi Gabbard speaking from the White House.
Limited to just 5 analysts using 1 principal drafter. This is not something that occurs in the normal path of producing an intelligence community assessment that reflects the views across the intelligence community. The production of this intelligence community assessment was subject to unusual directives directly from the president and senior political appointees, especially the former director of the CIA, John Brennan. The House Intelligence Committee oversight report also shows how later that same day, on December 9th, Brennan ordered the publication of quote-unquote substandard reporting on Russian activities, which had previously been withheld from publication of prior assessments because the information was judged, quote, to have not met longstanding publication standards. Some of the information later used in the Obama-ordered assessment over the objections of veteran CIA officers was, quote-unquote, unclear or from unknown sources. The Intelligence Committee's oversight report reveals that CIA Director Brennan overruled senior CIA officers who challenged the Obama-ordered intelligence assessment, stating, quote, we don't have direct information that Putin wanted to get Trump elected. Yet, the Obama-directed assessment was published on January 6, 2017, which explicitly stated, quote, we assess Putin and the Russian government aspired to help President-elect Trump's election chances when possible by discrediting Secretary Clinton and publicly contrasting her unfavorably to him. End of quote. The CIA and FBI, then led by John Brennan and James Comey, expressed high confidence in this judgment, while the NSA expressed moderate confidence. Yet, as the report we released today shows, the ICA, the intelligence community assessment, did not cite any report where Putin indicated helping Trump win was an objective. The opposite is true. With regards to the Steele dossier, we now know that one of the source documents that the Obama administration used in the creation of this intelligence assessment in January of 2017 was none other than the discredited, unverified Steele dossier. The House Intel report states, quote, contradicting public claims by then CIA Director Brennan that the dossier was not in any way incorporated into this intelligence assessment, the dossier was referenced in the intelligence assessment's main body text and further detailed in a two-page assessment annex. John Brennan lied, and he denied using this dossier in this intelligence assessment that President Obama ordered because he knew it was discredited. It was a politically motivated, manufactured document. He directed senior CIA officials to use it anyway. CIA officer told the House Intelligence Committee staff as they investigated this, quote, the director of the CIA, John Brennan, refused to remove it. And when confronted with the dossier's many flaws, responded, quote, yes, but doesn't it ring true? Even the bipartisan Senate Select Committee on Intelligence report published in 2020 criticized the FBI's handling of the Steele dossier, noting its completely unverified nature and purposeful sidestepping of intelligence community procedures in its use. Now, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey, and others, including their mouthpieces in the media, knowingly lied as they repeated the contrived narrative that was created in this January 2017 intelligence community assessment with high confidence as though it were fact. John Brennan, as CIA director, stated in a memo to his agency staff in December of 2016, saying, quote, there is strong consensus among us on the scope, nature, and intent of Russian interference in our presidential election. This was reported by NBC News, confirming that Brennan, along with James Clapper and James Comey, agreed with the CIA's assessment that Russia intervened to help Trump win the presidency. As Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper was tasked with overseeing the creation of this assessment in January of 2017 by President Obama, and he expressed confidence in its findings. In a 2018 interview with the Harvard Gazette, he talked about how he provided Trump with the same classified assessment that President Obama received, which included the high confidence judgment that Putin directly ordered the hacking and election interference. Clapper then went on to add, I think they, the Russians, actually influenced the outcome. This is a brief summary of the details that you'll find within the House Majority Staff's report.
So anyway, that is former Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who, as I think is really has to be pointed out, was elected as a Democrat to Congress after being a war hero. She's now on, you know, she left because her husband's suffering from cancer. So to understand, President Obama, after Donald Trump won the election, ordered, in the opinion of the intelligence professionals, the intelligence community, to come up with an assessment that was totally erroneous, that the Russians, Putin, directed and influenced the election, even though the CIA knew, professionals within the CIA knew that wasn't true. This is way worse than Watergate. And at the time, understand this, when you're elected president, there's a period of time where the current president is still in office, but you're, as the elected, yet to be sworn in, president, begins to receive intelligence briefings. The same briefing that the incumbent president, in this case, Obama, would get, Donald Trump was getting. Except that what they did, according to this report, is the executive branch under President Obama pulled the daily briefing that had the report in it that said the Russians didn't influence the outcome of the election. And the assessment of why they pulled that is that because that briefing would be given not only to Obama, but also Trump. And there would be an assessment by the CIA that contradicted what was being planned by the Obama White House. I mean, it's really worse than Watergate. What has happened? Absolutely worse than Watergate. And as Tulsi Gabbard just pointed out, the Obama administration allies within the media, to include NBC, reported on it like it was the gospel. Worse than Watergate. And that is why it is being ignored by the mainstream media. Most of you have likely never heard any of this information unless you're regular listeners to this program. 508-996-0500. It's a good way to start the week out with some facts, right? Facts on this beautiful Monday morning. Great way to start the week is to make an appointment also with Mac Auto Sales. Get your car ready for the coming hot weather or just a regular tune-up. Bring your car to Mac Auto Sales. They're located on Rivet Street in the city of New Bedford. It's a family-owned business waiting for you to make an appointment today. Give them a call at 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays 9 to 5. They specialize in servicing farm-made automobiles. They do a wonderful job with American-made as well. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale at Mac Auto Sales. This hour of the program is brought to you by the cold beers and the best chicken wings in the world. Rose Alley Ale House, great day to sit on the deck at Rose Alley Ale House. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. Starting the week off with trying to correct history a little bit, if it's possible, that we've had major political scandals in this country. And I think, I'm hoping, we're going to unravel in the public mind the illusion created by the intelligence community under President Obama and President Biden. A lot of it then led to the egregious actions taken by the federal government, never before in the history of America, against a former president. At the time, Donald Trump. Remember, they raided his home in Mar-a-Lago. They raided a former president's home. Never before has that been done. Never. And all of the stage was set when President Obama, they couldn't believe they lost, that Hillary didn't get elected. Nobody could believe that Donald Trump was elected president. He'd never even run for the school committee, never run for anything in his life. But here he was, the most powerful man in the world. And President Obama didn't like it, quite frankly. And the documents are clear. Many of you will not do what you ought to do and go online and look at them. All the documents are there. They've all been released by Tulsi Gabbard, who's recently stepped away from being the director of national intelligence. A legitimate war hero. Check her out. And a Democrat member of Congress before she was selected unconventionally to be the director of national intelligence. Sometimes that's important, right? To have somebody who maybe never was within the national intelligence community before to run the intelligence community. They've never been one of the boys or one of the girls, however you want to look at it. Never part of the club, right? To get a fresh set of eyes. Now, Tulsi Gabbard obviously had clearings, security clearances, because she was a member of the Army and a decorated member of the team. Really seriously decorated Army veteran, Tulsi Gabbard, but also a Democrat. And so she had security clearances, but I wouldn't make her one of the club. I mean, she was in Congress, but she was releasing these documents. And you can see a scandal worse than Watergate that led to all kinds of other, in my opinion, civil rights infringements. Never before had we seen a president of the United States have his home raided. But many of you condoned it because in your mind, he was a spy for the Russians, right? Although many of you loved the Russians when they were the Soviet, right? But anyway, it's worth your time to deprogram yourself because they weren't trying to impact my mind. They weren't trying to impact Republican minds, conservative minds. No, they were looking for you, the liberal, the Democrat, because they're the ones who have influence over you, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. They were looking to screw your mind up. They knew they couldn't impact most Republicans. They got some, but most wouldn't fall for it. But they were looking to screw up your mind, the Democrats. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, the sad part about this is they're getting away with it so far.
Mm-hmm.
They're all living a good life. Some of them have become very wealthy.
Yes.
Obama's over there playing golf, and they're getting away with it so far. None of them has been indicted yet.
I know. It's crazy.
It just takes away your trust for the government, our way of life.
Yes.
If they get away with it.
That's what I say. In other words, the fact that the media is ignoring it, and it's got to be really frustrating for people who know, including myself, because look, I have paid attention to issues regarding the Soviet infiltration of this country, Cuban infiltration of this country, espionage. I mean, there's a lot of on-the-record stuff now, declassified. And Donald Trump didn't fit any of the profiles of past Soviet and Russian spies. None of them. So when they started saying it, he knew it was phony. And it's obvious that the intelligence community knew it was phony, but they were directed to, and it's now on the record, by the president. They followed orders of Obama.
I personally, I want to see some indictments.
Yes.
I spent 2 years of my life for the country.
You did.
And I paid my dues, and I see these people getting away with it like that. And like I said, some of them become very wealthy.
Yes.
Trying to destroy our democracy like that.
It's incredible. Thank you for the call, my friend, and thanks for your service. 508-996-0500. It's very important that people understand what is being laid out now by the intelligence community about the misgivings of the intelligence community under the direction of President Obama is worse than Watergate. Worse than Watergate. I mean, it's just atrocious. And many of you who are Democrats are haunted by the idea that President Obama is a tool of the Russians. And that's a sad thing that President Obama and his minions did to you, in the opinion of the intelligence community now. I mean, it's really sad what they did to you. I'm sorry. Take a break. We'll be right back. roles that generally supported President Obama and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. You were the ones they were trying to infect with this delusion of Soviet and Russian influence in our elections. Anyway, you should check it all out. Tulsi Gabbard, back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. You know, no matter what, they'll never persecute these people because the money talks in the courts nowadays. And anything that has to do with Trump, even the news, they're talking about, oh, they're not going to have the football or the basketball party because Trump is coming. There's presidents that went to games before. Why is it such a big deal now? There's so much hatred out there for him because the Democrats have put that in their heads. I know, because I work with a lot of them.
But understand this. It's almost not the average Democrat or independent voter's fault. It's the intelligence community at the direction of President Obama, according to the intelligence community now, put this lie in their head and doubled down on it.
Yeah, but the thing is,